Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right. The NFL playoffs get underway on Saturday. I think our first game is Rams-Panthers, but I'm not sure.
You are correct. 1:30 on Saturday. Playoffs. And then I think we've got, I think Packers-Bears is the second one on Saturday.
That's correct.
And then I don't know what the early game is on Sunday.
But the Jags-Bills.
Jags-Bills. Yeah. And then the Monday night game I know is Texans-Steelers.
Yep.
I'll pull that up.
Look at that. We just did that right off the top of our sports heads.
Yeah, you're right. Bills-Jags. And then we got Niners-Eagles and Chargers-Patriots to round out Sunday. And then Monday, Texans-Steelers.
Bills-Jags, best game, yeah?
I would think so, yeah. Yeah? Yeah. I mean, Chargers-Patriots, if the Chargers were healthy, I think would do something for me. Packers-Bears is fun because of the whole rivalry thing. But
you don't
think
the Chargers can give the Patriots a run? Chargers are pretty tough. I get they're banged up.
Not really.
But they got a great quarterback. They have a championship level coach. Their defense has been pretty good.
Their offensive line is so putrid.
But I don't think the Patriots pass rush is that.
No, but they're just
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I have zero faith, and I mean zero faith in the Chargers to hold up. So
worse than the Panthers?
Oh.
Like, who do you have the least faith
in? Panthers,
it's got to be the Panthers.
The Panthers have already beaten the Rams.
Yeah, but they're not going to beat the Rams in the playoffs.
I certainly wouldn't think so, but it wasn't that long ago. Let me see what week that was.
Okay, here's one for you.
Yeah, the Panthers, what was that, like 6 weeks ago? They beat the Rams 31-28.
Yeah, I know, but again, they're not going to do that again. We all know that.
Yes.
Spread's like 10.
It is 10.5, yes.
Oh, and it's going up?
Yeah, and that is the largest spread, and it's not even close.
So if Bryce Young and Bo Nix are the worst quarterbacks in the playoffs, who is third worst?
Third worst. Hmm.
And that's not a slight to Bo Nix. It's just that we said this the other day. Bo Nix actually has the exact same quarterback rating as Bryce Young.
Yeah. Bo Nix is weird. Orlowski took some flack because he tweeted out that Bo Nix has a top five clutch passer rating this year. The one thing you say about him in big moments, he's been pretty good,
yeah.
Which is just another word of saying that your offense and your offensive line and your defense have bailed you out of all your dumb plays. And then you've made nice plays down the stretch. This is going to be controversial, but you know who the third worst quarterback in this tournament is?
I think you're going to say Jalen Hurts.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Rodgers.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
No, that's right.
And then it's Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that wild to say, though?
But yeah, Rodgers, and I'll give Rodgers credit. Towards the end of the year, it looked like he was interested in maybe playing the position. But through much of the year, all he was concerned about was not getting hit. And it was one of the least imaginative, boring ass pre-snap, I'm dumping the ball off. And then the last couple weeks, it was tough because there was no DK Metcalf and Washington broke his form. But Rodgers has not been good this year.
No, he's old.
And neither is Hurts.
But I tell you what, against the Ravens, now granted the Ravens, their defense, I don't even know what happened to it. I guess Kyle Hamilton got hurt. They just stopped. Like their defense was a sieve the other night.
Yeah.
But Rodgers had a couple.
Yeah.
In that fourth quarter that were vintage Rodgers.
So I'm saying, like, towards the end of the year, and maybe he's been sandbagging all year, and it's just the last 3 weeks, he's like, ha! But he has shown a willingness to push the ball downfield and actually try to extend plays. Hurts has been bad, but the one thing you say about Jalen Hurts is...
he doesn't turn it over.
And come playoff time, I get it. In the regular season, this has largely been Jalen Hurts. You got to give that dude credit. In the playoffs, he lets him drop, and he has been money during some of these playoff runs. So I just have no faith in Aaron Rodgers, and I have a little more faith because of Hurts and his history in the playoffs.
Do you remember, though, this last game with Aaron Rodgers against the Ravens, no DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
He still had a nice game.
Well, he had a nice game at the end. He was not having a nice game.
It's just that he peeled off a couple of vintage Rodgers throws. Like they were really nice.
Yes.
But Houston's pass rush is nasty.
I think Aaron Rodgers will die in this game. Or, and this is what you saw against Cleveland, right? When they played a good front in Cleveland, I get it that they didn't want to risk Myles Garrett getting the sack. Did you watch any of that game? That was...
No, Bengals-Browns?
No, Steelers-Browns.
Steelers-Browns.
Yeah.
No.
Aaron Rodgers...
I don't remember.
...had no desire to play that game. That was, how quickly can I just dump the ball 1 yard in front or behind the line of scrimmage? And I think against the Texans, we will go...
It'll be like that.
It'll be like that.
You're right.
And that game against Cleveland was sad and pathetic. They lost 13-6 largely because Aaron Rodgers went to the Aaron Rodgers that we saw at the beginning of the year. And if you thought that front against Cleveland was good, wait till you see the Texans front. So
he's all about matchups.
Yes.
And that's why I say the Ravens weren't getting a pass rush.
They don't have a pass rush.
Their secondary was depleted. Yeah. And so Rodgers looked good.
Yes.
Rodgers will not look good against Houston.
I think he will look terrible.
He will not look good. Like the team he needs to play, if he were in the NFC, is San Francisco.
Yes.
He could sling it all day against that defense.
No pass rush whatsoever. But against, like, the Eagles, against the Texans, he's irrelevant.
And so this is your, by the way, this we've already begun, but it's the NFL Wild Card Wednesday wontons. Thank you. Exclusively here on The Fan.
And now I desperately want some wontons tonight. Please, Moda Center, if anyone's listening over there, fire up some wontons. Let's go.
So if Bryce Young and Bo Nix are the worst quarterbacks, this stat might surprise you.
All right.
But Bryce Young, did you know that he broke Josh Allen's record for the most game-winning drives in the fourth quarter in overtime under the age of 25?
First off, I didn't know that was a record. I didn't know Josh Allen had that record.
Josh Allen had that record.
I sure as hell didn't know that Bryce Young broke that record.
Bryce Young has 12 game-winning drives in the fourth quarter or overtime, breaking Josh Allen's record.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Are we
hard to reconcile.
Are we going to have to start trying to ask the question again, is Bryce Young good? And the answer to that question is no, he's not.
Well, I'll tell you what, if they win that game, yes, you're going to hear that. You'll hear that. You watch Get Up on ESPN. They'll be talking about that.
Let me state for the record, once again, for the people in the cheap seats, Bryce Young is not a good starting NFL quarterback, and under no circumstances should the Carolina Panthers give him an extension. Just don't. You have a couple years. You need to go find a quarterback in the next 2 years before you have to make that determination. Bryce Young is not the guy. Plain and simple.
Any chance that they lose, they make that decision early?
It's possible. Like, I think they know deep down that he's good enough. And this is the problem we have. NFL teams pay too many quarterbacks that are, quote, good enough. Bryce Young should not be that guy.
What about all these quarterbacks that have had kind of reclamation projects, though, that took a couple years to figure it out?
Yeah, let someone else figure it out.
You don't think Bryce Young can do that?
I think his size and his limitations in the pocket will always keep him from being good.
I had this in the notes to talk about another time because it's kind of evergreen.
Yeah.
But since you brought that up, I was reading the Wall Street Journal the other day had an article on this quarterback. I'll see if you guys can guess who this is. And it was, this is the guy that is going to be, there's going to be a bidding war for him. He's an NFL quarterback. Did you see this?
I didn't, but I have a name.
There is a quarterback who is coming up on free agency who has played well enough that there will now be a bidding war for his services. And he is exactly like you're talking about. He was absolutely written off. Nobody cares about him. And now all of a sudden he's looked pretty good.
We're talking Mac Jones?
Mac. That's what I was going to say.
No, that's a good guess, but no.
Malik Willis?
Malik Willis.
There you go.
There is going to be a bidding war for Malik Willis. If you
I heard like $60 million.
Well, for how many years?
Yeah,
over like 3 years,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be a starter.
Yeah.
Because if you watch him play...
It's pretty good.
Dude, he's gotten a lot better.
Yes, and if you're the Indianapolis Colts, I would go down that road. And someone will take a shot on Mac Jones. Let someone else figure out the Bryce Young thing. That's not it. Because look, all these reclamation projects, they're fine. Don't get me wrong, right? Like, Sam Darnold is nice. If the Seahawks don't win a Super Bowl, it will be because of what? Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield's nice. Although, you know, now we're starting to see some of the limitations on Baker down there. There's a difference between a reclamation project that turns out to be a solid quarterback. And I like these guys. I'm the one that said I like Geno. You know, you can find these guys. But let's also not act like they then become Drake May or they become Drew Brees or someone like that. So is there a path to build an elite team around a cheaper quarterback? Sure. Because you only have to pay him 20, 25 mil for Sam Darnold. But when push comes to shove, I actually need to see one of these reclamation projects actually lead a team to something meaningful. But until then, it's just a patch. And I don't want to take a team like Carolina, if I'm the Panthers, and say, well, I'm just going to bet that in 5 years, Bryce Young's going to become something. You can't do it. Everyone will be fired by then. So you move on from Bryce, take another bite at the apple. And if 3 or 4 years down the road, Bryce Young turns into something, by all means, tip your cap to him. But you can't, if you're the Carolina Panthers, keep going on like Bryce Young is going to be the future of your team. You can't.
The one I wish we could have seen was Daniel Jones with the Colts, because the Colts were rolling, and I do think the AFC is wide open.
Yeah.
Like
but,
that
but might have... You were starting to already before he got hurt. I say it's the Scooby-Doo. The mask was already starting to get pulled off, and it was going to be like, "Oh my God, it's Daniel Jones along."
I definitely wasn't buying them, but I would have loved to seen it because I like Steichen as a coach.
Yes,
I think that the AFC is wide open, so it would have been interesting.
Well, he would fall then. I think he was headed towards the Darnold Geno Smith territory.
Good enough.
But I think it's also interesting to note that most of those guys get with great offensive coaches.
Yes.
That's what happens. That's why you saw Mac Jones with Kyle Shanahan. Yeah. All of a sudden, Mac Jones looks pretty good.
Yes.
Well, because Kyle Shanahan's good. He knows he knows Mac Jones' limitations. Same with Malik Willis with LaFleur.
Yeah.
And then Steichen with
trust me, Malik Willis in LaFleur's system, the same thing with Shanahan, which is like a pure progression system. We're not asking you to think a bunch. Remember, there was this whole debate going around. You know, who was it? I think Kurt Warner was talking about it. Kirk Cousins. It's the progression versus reading the defense, right? So in Shanahan's system, he's asking his quarterback to basically not read defenses, right? You come up, it's not pre-snap. It's at the snap of the ball, I'm asking you to look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And as you go through your progression, you get rid of the ball. And you're also you're not asking him to go up to the line of scrimmage and get in or out of a play. You have one basically check. You have two plays on every time you come up to the line of scrimmage. So if you see the defense give you one look, you have one other play that you can check out of. So it's kind of training wheels offense. So someone like Mac Jones can go into that offense and you can operate. If you're a smart guy and you can work through that system and you can play in the confines of that system, think Jimmy Garoppolo, right? That works. But there is a huge limitation on someone like Mac Jones. He can only play in an offense that's built that way. And even playing in that offense, there's still a ceiling to it. Which is why I said you can be good enough. But if you actually want to win something and you actually want to build your team around a quarterback, quarterbacks like that have never been the answer. And so why you would extend and pay someone like that, when you do it, you end up with the bad quarterback contracts. And Malik Willis, who I think someone obviously will take a shot at that, and I'd be interested to see, be careful with Malik Willis playing spot time in one of the really good creative offenses that has largely been built on Malik Willis's legs as well. And Matt LaFleur, if we take him, we put him in a bad offense that isn't well-structured, you may see the Malik Willis that we saw down in Tennessee.
In my last Carolina Panthers nugget for you, or, I'm sorry, wonton.
Yeah.
Not a nugget today. Is that if you want hope for the Panthers to beat the Rams,
mm-hmm.
please understand that Dave Canales, the head coach of the Panthers,
yeah.
he was the Seahawks wide receivers coach for Beastquake.
Really?
And the Seahawks were under 500. Mm. They were hosting the New Orleans Saints, and they were 10.5-point underdogs, which is exactly what the Carolina Panthers are to the Los Angeles Rams.
Dude, if you are the Seahawks, can you, and it's not a guarantee because the Carolina is actually the 4 seed, so you would need the Eagles and the Bears both to win, but can you imagine if you're Seattle and your first playoff game is against the Carolina Panthers, knowing what you just did to them a couple weeks ago? Oh my God, that what a gift that would be. No one is a bigger Carolina Panther fan right now than Seattle Seahawks.
Are we going to get the Rico Quake?
Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle, yeah.
Dave Canales, man, yeah. He knows what's up.
Yeah.
How about the Chubba Quake?
That sounds a little uncomfortable.
Isn't it Chubba Hubbard? No, it's Chuba. Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard.
The Chuba Quake.
The Chuba Quake. Something tells me we're going to get the Carolina Panthers to just get their teeth kicked in, but...
You betting that?
10.5.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. If you give me 10.5 in the playoffs, I'll probably take it. And again, they just beat them. But again, this goes back to that Oregon-Indiana thing. Like, my eyes and my heart tell me two different things. Like, I want to believe in the Rams. I picked them at the start of the year to go to the Super Bowl, and they've just disappointed me all year. Every time I believe in them, they go out and crap the bed. But in my heart, I want to believe that they're going to wake up in the postseason and be like, no, we're the real Rams. But 10.5, God, I don't know if I have complete faith that the Rams aren't just going to S the bed, period, let alone cover 10.5.
They're probably just going to crush them, like, you know, by 20 or lose the game outright.
Something like that, yeah. I'm not touching that thing.
All right, more wontons coming up next on The Fan. Forgot to mention this. I teased it earlier, but we moved on to something else, but it was announced today that Ty Simpson is going pro.
Yeah.
He's going to the draft.
I think this is more he fears the class coming behind him. This is a very weak quarterback draft.
Alabama quarterback,
who at one point was viewed as maybe the best in this class, and then the back half of the year it really tapered off. But if Dante Moore doesn't come out, and we don't know. I mean, that's 50-50 right now. Simpson's probably the second quarterback in this draft. If you look at next year's, again, we said this about this year's class, but next year does appear to be a much, much deeper class, and he could go from the second quarterback to maybe the sixth, and that's a huge difference. So the other one, the Alabama freshman, they're saying that Ty Simpson might not even be guaranteed the job next year, that this Alabama kid may unseat him. So this may be he's just fleeing to take the money now and not have to worry about it. I think I'm just a little surprised that he wouldn't try to. If Damon Williams is getting $6 million or $4 million, Ty Simpson would get $5 million to go be a quarterback somewhere.
I was reading somebody, one of the draft beatniks was saying he was top 30.
Yeah.
And he's not a top 5.
Yeah.
Which is kind of that sweet spot. Where you still make first round money,
but you'll be on a better team.
Yeah. That's not bad, dude.
No. I mean, if he comes out and if Moore comes out, he'll probably be the third quarterback, which means he probably goes somewhere in the 9 to 15 range. And who are we talking about? You know, this may be, if you're Ty Simpson, the dream spot is like you go like 11, I think it led to like the Rams. So, I mean, there may be something there. Which also, I wonder what happens with Dante Moore. Because if Moore comes out, he's 1 or 2. And does where he go and play, does that play a factor in this? I mean, he has a huge decision to make. And my guess is he's kind of let Oregon know, or at least a leaning, because if he's going to be gone, I would assume that Oregon is going to be involved in a Sam Levitt or some other portal transfer real, real soon.
All right. Keelan Russell, by the way, is the Alabama freshman.
Yes.
Five-star.
And some people think that he will push. If Simpson came back, he would push him.
Back to our wontons. I've got so many here. We're going to have to push these a lot of these into tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's look at Chargers-Patriots again, because we mentioned that game earlier.
Yeah.
Do you know which AFC team allowed the second fewest explosive plays?
Guessing it's the Chargers.
Your Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers defense is good.
So good defense, good quarterback, good coach.
If I could take a team, well, I mean,
against a team that hasn't played a top 10 defense since week 8.
Yeah. I just
when
I watch,
and I are on the same page here.
When I watch the Chargers play, there is not a team that is carrying this sack of whatever further than what Justin Herbert's doing. And I am not a Herbert apologist. In fact, I'm the exact opposite. I'm one that I think Herbert early on in his career got way too much credit and not any of the criticism. Justin Herbert and what he's doing, if you gave me an average quarterback, not the worst, average. I'm trying to think, who's the 15th best quarterback in the league?
Whoa. Oh, man.
I mean, I'm just, give me...
Baker?
Yeah, if you put Baker Mayfield on this Charger team, I think they win 6 to 7 games. And with Justin Herbert, they've won 11. This is one of the truly unbelievable quarterback years that we've seen. And he just gets the hell kicked out of him every week. And he just keeps coming back. I love what Justin Herbert's doing.
Good defense, good quarterback, good coach, catching points.
I just don't have.
That's the formula in the playoffs.
Sign me up.
I just don't have any faith. I just don't have any faith in the postseason that he can.
Drake May, sacked 47 times this year.
Yeah.
Fourth most.
Yeah.
And pressured 232 times, second most.
Well, I will say this. That is as little faith as I have in the Chargers. There's never been a team with this record that has been more unproven than the New England Patriots. Because outside of that one win against the Bills, it's hard to point to anything
Denver.
Oh, yeah, they did beat Denver.
I'm just saying, like, Denver is a team that's pretty unproven, too.
Yes. The Bills are their only win, right? Against a quality opponent?
A winning team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've only beaten one winning team.
Yeah, they beat the Ravens, but that was with Tyler Huntley as well.
But the Ravens didn't end up with a winning record. Yeah,
it is just the Bills.
And look, nobody's saying the Patriots aren't good. I don't know. I'm with that. That's the formula.
That's why they brought Harbaugh in?
Exactly.
I just think next year, with another year of Harbaugh, another couple additions out of the draft, and
they're going to be
both
good.
Of your tackles back.
Yeah, watch out.
If I'm buying futures,
yes,
in an AFC team like Broncos, right? Broncos, Patriots, number one and number two seed. If you're asking me to buy the next 3 years of stock, I'm putting my chips in the Chargers' boat rather than New England's and Denver. And I think the future is bright. I think we are turning the page because for the longest time, right, we had Kansas City, you had Buffalo, and you had Baltimore, right? Mm-hmm. I think next year we're going to enter a new phase where it is going to be New England and Denver and the Chargers. I think that is going to start turning. You're going to see this be more of the power grab.
I can see a Herbert MVP coming in next season.
Totally. Yeah. The guy's awesome.
Yeah. All he needs is just a little more. Yeah. He just needs some time.
And one last Chargers-Patriots wonton for you. You may be seeing where I'm leaning here.
Yeah.
They have played twice. They didn't play this year, but they played last year and the year before.
Mm-hmm.
The combined score of those two games, Chargers 46, Patriots 7.
Mm. So how
the Patriots have scored 7 points on them in two games.
How much money are you putting on this game?
Well, I never overbet, Jason. That would be silly. All bets are, it's
3.5.
Anything could happen. It's one game, but
one unit.
Yes, I will take. I have bet the Chargers.
You are not betting one unit.
Well, how do you know what my unit size is?
I don't know what your unit size is, but I'm guessing it is not one unit.
What do you mean? You think it's more or less?
I think you're betting 3 to 4 units on this.
No.
Really?
No, that's way too big.
Okay.
I don't ever. I rarely go 3 to 4 units, Jace.
Mm. It's not what I hear.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
But this game now, I think it's a one unit play. But I like it. I like the Chargers catching points. I think that's good value.
Yes.
The Patriots got to prove it to me. And they very well might.
And that is a valid point. And to your Bills and Patriots, both at the 1 and 2.
I like Harbaugh, man.
They did, well, yeah. What he's done from a... Because the Chargers were an incomplete mess the last couple years anyways. And they really haven't made a lot of super additions. I mean, and the additions that they have made have both been hurt. I mean, running backs, tackles, O-line. Becton's been out of the lineup. 2 all-pro tackles out. I mean, it is an amazing job. I don't think we talk enough about the job that Shanahan did and the job that Harbaugh did. Because those two rosters both have an excuse to miss the playoffs because of the injury-riddled mess. And 1-1-12 and 1-1-11. And by the way, not in cake-ass divisions either. The Niners won 12 games in the hardest division in football, and I know it was a bit of a down year for the Chiefs, but the Chargers won 11 in the AFC West.
Yeah, the Niners had a pretty easy schedule, though.
Yeah, they did.
If you look at some of their wins.
Yeah, still.
But still, yeah.
You played in that great division, job. And you won 12 games.
Yeah, they did a great job. And we can talk about it more tomorrow, but the Eagles, they're not going to beat the Eagles.
I wouldn't think so. The Eagles' defense looks like it's starting to kind of round into form.
Great.
And we'll see what happens.
I don't want them in the Super Bowl.
Oh, they're not doing that.
Oh, you don't think they're going to the Super Bowl?
I don't think so.
Who's your Super... Have we got your... Can we get that tomorrow?
Yeah, we can get it tomorrow.
I want the official Big Sook Super Bowl pick.
Well, my AFC pick is bust because they didn't make the postseason.
But is that Baltimore?
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah, but I just mean of this bracket.
Yeah.
Because it's hard. Like, I was looking at it today, like, I have no idea who's going to be in the Super Bowl.
But my preseason was Baltimore. And if Matthew Stafford played, I think I said 13 games, it's Stafford. And if not, it was the Packers. The Packers have flown the coop. I have zero faith in that. So the only team that I thought was a Super Bowl team that's still alive is the Rams. And I have no faith in the Rams anymore. So
well, they're pretty good, man. They have the second best odds.
Yeah. They got you want to talk about a team that needs to prove it to
Pick
me.
The Seahawks. Do it. Do it.
They do might it. Be the most complete team, but
do it.
I think if the Rams and the Seahawks play, I still think I would pick the Rams.
Okay, my silly little sports bunnies. We've got to move on to the club. We'll get Sook's Super Bowl pick tomorrow, which will most assuredly be wrong. Yes. And so will mine be. Mine will be so way off. But that's why you come to this program, right?
You make a commitment.
We have a live streamed death. Mm. And it's not...
As bad as you
look,
think.
I wouldn't want to talk about these normally,
yeah.
But this one I want to tell you what he was trying to do.
Okay.
Because I think he might try it. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't want to
die. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
But he did die. That's next in the club on The Fan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.